Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet spirit. What a time we're having. Let the anointing fall on me. We are once again, this is Nathan in Orangeburg, South Carolina, letting you know that we are back live on Saturday night. Once again, bringing live broadcast to the listeners. On this night, we had Pastor supposed to be here. I don't see her yet, so we're going to go and continue. We're going to go into a word of prayer. I'm going to ask somebody to give me a scripture. I want her to give me a scripture. You going to give me a scripture? Yeah. You going to give me a scripture? She's going to give me a scripture, and we're going to continue on, because God's work got to continue going on and being done. If it don't take but 15 minutes, God's word will be manifested, and we're going to manifest God's word tonight. Lord God, as we come right now, Lord God, on such a beautiful day that you have sent in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and I hope and pray that everybody had a wonderful, beautiful, sunshiny day today. Lord God, we ask that you will open up whatever their needs are and let them be met, Lord God. Lord God, the one that don't know you, Lord God, touch their heart. Send a person to plant a seed in their lives, Lord God. We need deliverance right now, Lord God. There are so many people going around, just don't understand. God has put in place people to help time of need. And people in Orangeburg, Bamberg, surrounding colleges, North Carolina, all these other states and cities across the water. We pray for Jerusalem tonight, Lord God, that their needs will be met. We need help, Lord God. And I know you have put people in positions to help our people in such a time like this. We will not forget about Isaiah 61. When you say in the word, God has placed upon me. How it go now? Let me get it right. I don't want to get it wrong. God is upon me, and God is upon thy people today, Lord God. And he is sending our people to deliver his word, and we got to be there for them. Lord God, we thank you right now. We hope that the broadcast is going to go smoothly tonight, that it'll touch somebody's heart and soul. We're going to have a scripture reading from Evangelist Hill. She's standing right here. She came in, and she had to put on the spot. You want to read the scripture for the listening audience on this night?
crucify. I tried him, oh yeah, and I know. Somebody he oughta know he will. Oh, 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 tried it. Already done, tried it. And I know that he will. And whenever, that's what you got to do. Get on your knees and pray. Right here. Come on, fix that. And every now and then I have to remind you about the wonderful thing, a wonderful thing that he's done. Every now and then I tell the Lord, I said, are you fixed it for Daniel? In the lion's den, for the prodigal son. Waterlinger in the hawk pen. I tell him, are you fixed it for Job? Lost everything he had. You did it for Elijah when Jezebel got mad. And now here I am to you. Don't have nobody else to call on.
Anybody out there looking for a good friend, a father, a mother, you feel kind of empty inside, all you got to do is just fall on your knees, Lord Jesus, and shake from it this day, this hour, this moment, Lord God. All of us have come up short, oh Lord, the glory of God, so wonderful, His grace and His mercy is everlasting. Just come before Him with praise and worship Him, and He'll fix it for you. Fix it for you. In time of need, he's there for you. When they tell you that you wasn't a mountain nut, you'll never be no good. And God will bring you out. I know I'm a living testimony. I'm a reject. I'm a reject. My hometown did not receive me. It still don't receive me as a man of God. But I'm going to tell you, I am a man of God. He has moved in my life. He has changed my name to Nathan. And he said the whole world will know your name. And I couldn't believe that. But I've come to believe this word to be true. Everybody knows Nathan on the spot. I thank God for that. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to do a little comment. I told you last night, on Friday night, we had the Bone Crusher was on, and he gave out some good information about what we were going to be doing in June with the young children on a book signing. And, hey, y'all need to get in on board with this. Right now, we're going to play another little song here that I love, dearest to my heart. And I hope you will enjoy it, too. It really inspired me. And listen to it.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my
get dark and dreary. I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Said it's in my heart. Down in my heart.
In my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's
wait a minute, wait a minute,
heart.
Wait a minute.
It's in my heart.
Father.
It's in my heart.
Father.
It's in my heart.
I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know down in my heart, the reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart, and I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh yeah! It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
It's in my heart.
If you got it.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
And you know, Melvin.
It's in my heart.
You know what? Somebody asked me just the other day, said, "Harvey, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Harvey, how can you leave your family?
Look out, look out, look out.
And go sing all the time." I told him, I love my family.
Oh yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I do it,
the reason I do it.
There's a reason I'm doing it.
There's a reason you do it.
Cause it's in my heart.
Yes.
I got to love my enemies.
Yes, yes.
I got to love my friends.
Love
and whenever
my
you
heart.
See me, I'll be serving the Lord.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's in my heart to serve the Lord. I mean, there's a lot of meaning going on. Soul searching into that song. God has planted in your heart to do a thing. Like I just seek the one, the Spirit of the Lord. Lord God is upon me. And I got to go out and tell somebody how good God is and how good he's been to me, how good he's been to you. We're not going to stay before you long tonight, but we want to get some message to go out. One message I want to go out. If you are out there tonight and you don't have a church home, you don't know whether you're saved or not, it's very simple. If you go to Romans, and they'll let you know in Romans that if you confess with your mouth that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the Lord and God, and that he died and went on the cross, rose again on that day, and he is now sitting on the right hand side of the Father, interceding in our behalf. And you have a change of mind from your old ways, and you bring this to be saved. Don't let nobody tell you you accept my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come and do these things that chest out of your mouth, and you in your mindset is going to change. You got to change from the old to the new. You are a saved person. And all you got to do is keep reading and asking God to plant in you what you need to be. Stay saved. You know, we can get saved. After we get saved, we got it. But sometimes we can trade and go to the next way. Go around the wrong pathway. But God built all of your steps. If you ask him to, I've been there. I did that. And we're going to close the night until next week. Nathan on the spot. Put someone on the spot one more time. A Saturday night show. We got to close out tonight. This song that I really love also. And just repent. And I say good night to you next week. And God love you. And I love you too. Repent. Change your mind.
Thank you. flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am his own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down at his throne. Turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.